Some Washington state leaders talking about bringing back plans for a new I-5 bridge. And joining us live, State Representative Sharon Wiley from Vancouver. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
How would you propose to do that?
Well, first we have to start talking. And right now people are talking in little segments with each other and with colleagues across the river. But I think there's growing recognition that there is a problem to be solved. We're being very careful not to assume that we are resurrecting the old project. That project has a lot of people feeling that it's toxic, and they get pretty upset. What we're trying to do is get a civil conversation going that includes legislators and takes a real fresh look at the project and the process for what seems appropriate going forward now.
It seems like a pretty straightforward project, build another bridge or a bigger bridge across the river. How do you take a fresh look at that?
That's a huge conversation. Go back a little bit for 20, 30 years. Big projects in the past had legislators writing checks with federal dollars. There was much less public process. There was no internet that made everybody an instant expert. And those days are gone. So we had a project that took, more than 15 years, really, to bubble up, and things had changed. Some of the key leaders had died or moved on, and there were huge controversies with the cost, with whether or not the bridge needed to be replaced. People believed one thing or another thing, and whether or not light rail was appropriate. And so we had a huge meltdown, and it was a statewide embarrassment. But those on both sides of that issue now realize and believe firmly that we still have a problem to solve, and that it's irresponsible not to try, even though it's really difficult and really hard. If it was easy, it would have been done already.
Are you getting any support on the idea from Oregon officials?
Rumors and waiting to see. The feedback I'm getting is that they're waiting for a signal that we can move forward, that there's enough people on both sides that have been on both sides of this issue that are willing to try to compromise, to try to look at it fresh, try to recognize that it's complex and that it takes leaders on both sides of the river to fix this. So we're trying to figure out how to send those signals in a meaningful way. And we have individuals that are talking. This is a legislative signal to say, listen, we're two people who have been very, very far apart on this issue, on the old project. And we're willing to try to roll up our sleeves and keep moving forward and try to find a solution. And to find it as soon as possible.
So from what we hear you saying, everybody just needs to take a collective deep breath, bury their past feelings, and move on.
That's way simple, but that's true.
Well, we're good at oversimplifying
things.
Yeah,
that's what we do here.
I know. It's your job. I understand.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the radio and explaining everything for us. We really appreciate it.
Well, and thank you for bringing this issue to the public, because it's going to be a difficult process, and the sooner people roll up their sleeves and participate and be willing to compromise a little bit, the better it'll be.
Well, good luck to you, because I know we've got a lot of listeners who are sitting in their cars right now waiting to come across the Interstate Bridge into Portland.
Yes, and I really am sorry about that.
All right. State Representative Sharon Wiley from Vancouver with us live here on First Edition.